This is Believe in Buckeyes. The show is brought to you by Bet Online. Jim, hit him with the ad.
So it's playoff time, and the road to Vegas goes through San Francisco and Baltimore. Bet Online is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines, with everything from point spreads to hundreds of players, performance props. Head to Bet Online today. Stay updated on all the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And if you have any issues with gambling, always feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're 24/7 to help you out if you have any issues or concerns. But like I said, we got a very special show for you today on Believe in Buckeye. I'm Brian Browning here with Chindy Checkoff. We got a very special guest. We got the Pierre Woods joining us out of the desert. Man, how you doing, P? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I can't complain, man. I appreciate for y'all having me on here, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, for anyone who don't know, obviously, now, Pierre Woods, he's not like a big brother. He's almost like a father figure for me, man, coming from my neighborhood in Glenville. If you're not a Pierre Woods fan and you don't know who he is, you are a Pierre Woods fan. I'll tell you that because you're a Glenville fan. If you're a Buckeye fan and you're listening to this show, Pierre Woods paved the way for us tall blooders to kind of be seen on the national level. He's the first recruit from Ted Ginn to play in the Big Ten and the Power Five Conference. Pierre went to the school up north. He went to Michigan. But, man, he did a fantastic job in character as being just a leader, pinning his arms around the little brothers and raising us up. Man, so it's just really a pleasure to have you on the show. And we look forward to kind of talking through some things, man. But man, just glad to have you on here.
Thank you, man. I appreciate both of y'all.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's our first Michigan man on here, though. You know, yeah. So this is a.
Hey man, history needs to be broken, man. Come on, let's do this.
Yeah, so I want to just get it kicked off, man. It's been a tough few years for us Buckeye fans, right? At the expense of those Michigan Wolverines, but most recently, you know, right now in the news. Jim Harbaugh, who had a lot of success these last few years against Ohio State, took the job at the Chargers. He's also taken some coaches with him. And, you know, Michigan obviously coming off a high point, national champion, Big Ten champion after Big Ten champion after Big Ten champion, right? But just how do you feel the state of Michigan, right? You're coming off a high, but at the same time losing a very good football coach in Jim Harbaugh.
I think we're in good hands. Sharon Moore, Mike Hart still there, Ron Bellamy. I mean, we just lost our strength and conditioning coach who went out to L.A. as well. But one of his guys that was underneath him is taking over. So, I mean, the train going to keep rolling, man, and that's what you need. You need to have pieces in place, and I believe we had those pieces in place. So now it's going to just keep going.
Yeah, now obviously Coach Moore, obviously he's been with the program for half of the years, but doesn't have a ton of experience, right? Being a head man for any program. Any concerns there, or do you think he knows how to do the Harbaugh thing well enough to get the job done?
Listen, man, I'll say this, and like some of the guys when we went back up to Ann Arbor this past year to Ohio State versus Michigan game. They were worried. It was like, man, I don't know if we're going to win. I said, man, we're going to win. Calm down. It's cool. It was like, man, but Harbaugh's not even coaching. I said, man, we're going to win. Watch. Don't worry. So having Sharon Moore on the other side as the active head coach, since Harbaugh was suspended, I mean, he already got one up on him, don't he? You know what I'm saying? He knows what to do. The kids love him. You know what I'm saying? They don't even call him coach. They call him Papa Rome or, Papa something. Yeah. So, he's doing the right things, and, like, he loves being there. You know what I'm saying? It's a great place to raise your kids at. It's one of the top 10 safest places to stay year in and year out in the country. So it's a small college town, and it's a big house. So he's in a good place. He's in a great atmosphere, and he has the players behind him. And as long as you got that, man, I mean, there's a lot of guys that's still coming back next year that could have left, you know what I'm saying? But we got two centerpieces that I feel are really for that whole front four. You got Stewart, Grant, Mason, and then you got Moore that are all coming back, and then some of the younger guys are going to come up too. You know what I'm saying? And as long as they continue to rotate the guys the way they were doing the past couple of years, I feel like we'll be fine.
So there's a lot of guys on offensive side of the ball. I think a lot of the offensive linemen who are seniors, I believe, who are moving on. And, you know, I know from your perspective, you're right. You coming off a national championship, right? Mm-hmm. Things have been going good. You got some stability keeping the coach on. But, you know, we've kind of felt, I wouldn't say it's not exactly similar, but, you know, Ryan Day took over for Urban Meyer. And we kept that kind of stability of the program, continued to recruit at a high level, bringing in good guys. But as the years have gone on, right, as the years have gone on, there's been a little bit of slip. Now, 11-1 isn't like crazy, right? You're losing to the one team that won the national championship isn't crazy, but it's just, what's your take on that? Because there's the stability, and there's the guy who's been there. He's shown that he can win, but he's still kind of winning with Harbaugh's team. And this is one thing that you got to, you know, like, he's still winning with Harbaugh's team. He's still winning with Harbaugh's foundation. Now he has to create his own foundation, and he's losing some of those pieces, at least on the coaching staff, to the NFL. Him being able to continue that on, continue to get the recruits, continue to keep the momentum going. You know, you don't feel like there's going to be some slippage here and there?
I don't feel like that. I feel like, you know what, he got his back end coming back, Will Johnson, you got Moore. Page, then you got some young corner, another young corner on the other side. You know, the linebacker crew, you got the kid, we got the transfer coming from in from Maryland. You know, we have a kid that came from Nebraska who's going to, you know, those guys are going to go right, just fill right on in. So I don't think that we're really going to be losing much besides on the offensive line. The offensive line, almost everybody's gone. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, but you got to think, we didn't lose a whole bunch of linemen as far as saying, okay, we about to go into transfer protocol. Like, I was salty when we lost Clemens, our receiver, and young kid Walker, because I think Walker can be something special, but he just, they talked about him. He was a receiver, moved a corner, all these different things, but he just, physical, I guess he's not physical enough. You know what I'm saying? So he's moving on. But, like, a lot of those guys just waiting in the wings, man. I mean, those who stay will be champions. That's the name of the game. That's the way we look at it. And those kids know if they keep working, they're going to be in there. They're going to have a chance to play. So a lot of the kids are staying, and that shows the character and the culture that they built there. Like, everybody's not looking to go and just get money. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to get the money if you wait. You know what I'm saying? Those who wait will receive as well. So, you know, it's a plus.
Yeah. So now, obviously, you know, we're Buckeyes, we're bitter, right? I mean, we know we got the everything that went on this season, and all the allegations and everything around the program and things of that nature. But obviously, you know, watching the game, when it came down to it, whenever it came out, you guys still played Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama, and Washington, and went on to win a national championship. For the alumni group, for you, you know, for the guys that you're talking to, the guys that you're in your group chat with, how do you guys see this season? Was it a national championship season, or is there any type of asterisk or anything like that? Are you guys putting on after everything that kind of came?
Nah, this is national championship all day long, man. Like Blake Corum said it himself, man. Hey, this season is either natty or bust. You know what I'm saying? So they rolled on his back in the offensive line. JJ really ain't had to do as much. People forget the first eight games. Like, he didn't even play the fourth quarter of those games. So they'd be looking at his numbers like, man, what the heck going on? Like, this dude only had 2,600 some yards. But he didn't play in the fourth quarter of eight games. You got to think, that's a whole two games almost.
Two games.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally two games, four quarters. Like, yeah. So, but it was – I don't feel like it's an asterisk or anything like that because of the whole sign stealing. You tell me a college coach that don't look to steal signs. Just tell me one. I even heard – I read on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Urban Meyer hired a guy for the Buckeyes, and all he did was study Michigan film, like watch whatever. Well, he wasn't even supposed to talk to none of the players. All he was to do was report back to him about Michigan, and that was it. That was his only job. So what is that?
So there's a difference between reporting back and studying and having a camera in his
You telling me he ain't going to games? Come on, bro. You telling me he ain't going to no games? He ain't going to no games? Come on now. Come on.
Listen, that guy could go follow Michigan. He could go tell you what
I know
Jim Harbaugh, where he ate dessert at, what his dinner, what he made for dinner. But as long as
I'm probably one of the only Michigan guys that, and I ain't gonna say the only, because there's a couple of us. Prescott, yeah. Probably Carl Diaz, but I know for sure myself. I know so much dirt on y'all, so much stuff that has happened, bruh. But that ain't none of my business. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for me to put it out there, and I'll never do that. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the guys who we both know, all three of us know. Who said something at one point in time, like, I would never say nothing. You know what I'm saying? We can go back to the cornerstone of hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole bunch. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy that the guys are – everybody's getting paid. I feel like guys and girls should get paid in college. That's the one thing I say I agree with my coach about, Lloyd Carr, about. He used to always say, I feel like you guys should get paid.
Yeah.
He's been saying that for years. So now this happened. I'm happy for the kids, man. I'm happy that everybody's getting what they're getting. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, to get 6, 7, 8, 9 years in college, I don't know about all that. Like, you passed super senior, man. You 28, 20, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to leave, bro.
Yeah, when they start paying, guys start staying, man. That's just
But yeah, that's good that you bring that up though, because I know Coach Harbaugh was, to be honest, he's the first coach I ever heard kind of bring up the fact that he feels that the TV revenue that the universities and the conference need to kind of come up with some type of agreement with the players where they're kind of getting a portion of the funds there. And then, like I said, I think the first one I heard say it, but it. Like you said, I think it makes a lot of sense for about everything that's kind of going on in the sport.
I feel like it would have made a lot of sense if they were sharing the revenue. But at the same time, do you think the Pac-12 would have folded the way it did today if they were sharing the revenue? No. We don't know. But you got to also think about this. UCLA, USC is out in LA, right? You know what I'm saying? They're in the heart of Hollywood. So people ain't really coming. They don't want to see them play for real. The only team they really want to go see is the Lake Show. That's it. You know what I'm saying? They like the Rams because they got that big old stadium and the Chargers, quote unquote. But I seen more Browns fans playing against the Chargers than I seen the Chargers fans. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the big show has always been the Lake Show. If you ain't going inside that building, they really don't care. You know what I'm saying? Especially for college football. So, it'd be something different. Like, Bronny bringing fans because of his name, because of who his dad is at USC. But USC ain't that good. They got all them freshman phenoms, but they not that good right now. You know, so it's like, it's a good thing and a bad thing, but the good thing is I always say, like, I feel like what Harbaugh said was true. Share the revenue. Share the revenue with the kids. Make it make sense, because ain't nobody coming to see the coach. They ain't worried about Ryan. They ain't worried about no Jim Harbaugh. They ain't worried about none of these coaches. Like, seriously, Nick Saban. That's why Saban said, okay, I'm out of here. I can't take this no more. It's all about money for these kids. When he can't dictate what he wants to do with a kid, it's over. Reggie Bush said it. Maurice Claret said it. Like, it's, look at it.
Yeah.
You know, Urban Meyer be tripping right now if he was in it. He, man, what the hell? I can't choose these kids. Make more money. Come on now.
Yeah, so, we had him on our show. He actually said it, like, "Yeah, I couldn't coach today. Not with these rules and how things are getting ran now. I couldn't do it. Yeah."
Yeah, and I don't want to. You mentioned Reggie Bush and them. Just do you think? Because we don't know. The NCAA has not determined what their final say is on the Michigan
sign stealing
and the sign stealing. And it felt like. You know, it hit its peak when we saw Connor Styers on the Central Michigan sideline. Then you know, the suspension happened.
Was that really him, though? Was that really him? Everybody, listen, man. We all got somebody that looked like us. We all do. You know, was it really him?
I'm pretty sure that was him. But
how many times have you gotten a sideline with just your like a little pass? I mean, like literally on the sideline, like you're a coach or something. How many times can we do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? They see me. I'm a big black guy. You a big black guy. You a little black. They gonna be like, man, what the hell you doing this sideline? Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, you just ain't sneaking on no sideline. Even in the MAC, you not sneaking on no sideline. You know, you come for recruiting, you on the sideline for high second. Once the game about to get ready to start, you got to go up in the stands.
But somehow he did get on that. That was definitely him on that sideline. But I feel like.
I mean, I guess you was like on the sideline too then.
There's no footage of me on the sideline. But it does seem like, you know, after it hit his peak, it felt like they beat the case on the field, right? Whether I win the national championship, all that stuff ended. But I guess talking to somebody from Michigan, do you feel the NCAA is likely to vacate that national championship? Do you think they go that far?
No, they're not going to vacate it. I mean, the NCAA president said himself they won fair and square after the national championship. So at the end of the day, that's where it is, you know. And I feel like if they play today, against whoever, they'll do the same thing against whoever. You know what I'm saying? They would have won the game fair and square. That's what they did. They didn't go out there and cheat. It wasn't no BS or anything like that. I mean, at the end of it, like, so you have to look at it. The facts are the facts, regardless of whoever somebody picked. I watched all the little sports shows when the games are coming on. Oh, we picked such and such, and we picked this, and we picked that. Well, Michigan's going to lose today. And then when they don't lose, I'm like, well, oh, well, you know, they were looking at people's signs. Okay, so how many signs or how many coaches have said that we steal signs as well? Well, then when Harbaugh said, all right, let's go to the Hammer Audio, let's just end it all, how many coaches said no? It's a lot of college coaches say no because they want to see the signs. And this is a fact. Like, when I was in New England, my first 2 years, my rookie year and my second year, we played Indianapolis. Their offensive coordinator will steal your signs like it is not nothing. And Peyton Manning will eat you alive. We went in the first half in 07, played them in a Sunday night game. I'll never forget it. And we played them. And in the first half, Peyton was killing. The second half, we come out with wristbands. So they knew our signs. So coach was still doing the sign, but he had tapped the wristband. So we knew what to play. It was show cover 3, go to cover 4. You know what I'm saying? Show cover 4, go to cover 2. Like, he just switched it up. And Peyton, if you watch that game, he threw 2 picks to Rodney Harrison. So, hey.
Yeah.
If we was really getting them, you know, it should have been pick city everywhere. Because y'all got Kyle up out of there so doggone fast. Scared the kid up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, death threats for a kid throwing an interception. Like, come on, man. He's still a college kid, man. His brothers on the team should have backed him.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so for our listener, Pierre played, well, I think, with 5 seasons with the Patriots, right, in the NFL.
Right.
Obviously, Michigan guy, teams with Brady, a lot of teams of that nature. Now, on some of those teams, we just got one of your coaches, right? I believe you played with Coach Bill O'Brien. Obviously, you're the defensive guy, right? DN, outside linebacker. Bill O'Brien was on the offensive side of the ball. But do you have anything on him? Any stories about Bill O'Brien that you can share with our fans or share with us? Because we don't know much about the guy.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien's a good dude, man. He has a big heart. You know, he has a kid with autism and, you know, or some type of Down syndrome or something like that. And he's a family guy. He's a hardworking dude. Billy O, like, always been chill. I mean, besides the time that him and Randy got into it on the sideline. Besides that, I mean, but he's a fiery guy, man. He wants to win. So y'all got somebody with, you know, a great mind, great offensive mind, who's been around the game for a long time. And, shoot, you being around Bill Belichick, man, you learn the intricacies of, like, every aspect of football. So he knows offense, defense, special teams. He's going to be a big help to Ryan Day. Huge help, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said it to you guys earlier before the show started, on paper, you guys are the national championships of this year. On paper, but you still got to play the game. You still got to play the game. And the fact that it's 12 teams now, you know, some guys may be opting out, tone ball, man, I don't want to get injured. If you think you're going to get injured, you're going to get injured, man. You're going to get hurt if you go out there, you're thinking it. But if you're going to play and you want to win, I mean, for all the guys that's coming back, I don't think nobody should opt out on y'all team. And like I said, it's going to be a battle that last game, like always. But on paper, you guys are the national champs. That's on paper, but you still got to play.
Got to play. Got to prove it.
We don't even want to hear that. We don't even want
to. I'm speaking facts, though. It's either y'all or Texas. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, I don't care how many guys Deion get up in Colorado and get – he only got 5 high school kids and getting all these transfers. It's different, man, for guys that's been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys coming together all as collectively as one for this upcoming season. Y'all guys been there for four years together. You know, some coming in, so they just pieces of the puzzle, and they all coming together. That's the same way it was with Michigan. Those guys been there. So it was pieces of the puzzle and they lost their best offensive lineman, and they still won. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, we still won. My bad. Let me say we still won. So I mean, at the end of the day, you guys got the pieces of the puzzle. You're going to lose a couple guys here and there. But shoot, if I was Marvin Harris and they talking about getting me $20 million in college, I'll take that $20 million in college and just wait, you know, for the pro. That's what I'd have did.
He ain't get. He wasn't. That wasn't true. That wasn't a true report, man. Oh, he wasn't about to get $20 million. Not for one season.
Hey.
What I would say, I mean, you make a good point. I think, Michigan had a really good team, right? But I think what was a little bit overlooked is how well they played together. It's one thing about having talent. Like you said, we, you know, Ohio State on paper looks like the national champions. But when you, they just execute at a high level all year. I think some of that comes from having those veteran guys who are good, but they also really understand the game. They really anticipate what the opponent's trying to do. They really know how to play together, which I think from Ohio State side, I mean, we obviously had the talent, but I don't think we executed at that same level. And not just against Michigan, just, you know, throughout the season. I think that makes a big difference, really getting those veteran guys coming back for another year for sure.
Well, at one point in time, y'all was number one going into the playoffs. So, you know, regardless of anything, I look at everything. Like you said, it's playing together, being a glue, being a brotherhood, right? You had a lot of teams that talked about the culture. Like, and then you got a lot of teams and players that believe it. A lot of guys talk about it, they just don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were one of those teams when I played, we talked about it. I don't think we ever believed it. You guys got a national championship. We didn't. You know what I'm saying? So that plays in part, and that goes to, you know, Mike Doss telling the referee, I'm a two-time All-American. it's a long story. It's a long story. Just know that. But that's my dog, man. I'm a two-time All-American. I remember telling me that. I was like, man, get out of here, man. But as long as a team believe in one another, and don't worry about nobody. When I say nobody outside the walls of that building, and they in there and they're grinding day in and day out, and they have faith and believe in each other, that's all that matters, man. And that's like, when I would hear the players say it and talk about it, I wasn't worried about nobody else. Like what the sports commentators had to say or anything like that. I look at the players. The players believed in one another. The players have faith in one another. They have faith in what the coaches were telling them and doing the things they were supposed to do. And when you got that, man, can't nobody break that bond. Nobody. I don't care what no naysayer or the NCAA or whoever. Man, can't nobody break that.
Do you think you guys make that 12-team playoffs? Will they guys have enough there to kind of repeat and at least, you know, and get back to the big one?
Give me a record. What's your record prediction?
Man, I'll say 11-1, man. That's how. Listen, when I say that I believe in them guys, man, I believe in them. You got to think too. This year coming up, they actually had three bye weeks, three bye weeks. I ain't never heard no jump like that. But they play Texas. You know what I'm saying? They play Washington. Washington's losing everybody. You know, yeah. Everybody. The big test in early in the season is going to be Texas for us. I don't think we have Penn State. We got
USC.
Michigan State, of course, USC. We got kids that's been waiting in the wings that are ready to step up and play. You know, so I don't think it's the same thing with you guys, man. Like, I don't think it slows down. The train keeps moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, would it slow down a little bit? Maybe, but we'll see. I mean, yeah. I think Alex Orji going to be nice.
Yeah. And with the head coach being the offensive line guy, it got to help. It can't hurt.
It's definitely going to help. Sure. And then the old tight end coach is now the new offensive line coach, who was an offensive lineman himself, who had an opportunity. He would have had an opportunity to play in the league, but I believe he's playing somebody, and they messed up the nerve in his knee and stuff like that when he was, you know, so now he's going to the offensive line. And, I mean, hey, it's going to be a really good opportunity to play some ball against some good teams, especially teams on paper like Texas or Ohio State that have a lot of players coming from different teams. And, you know, we got to be up for the challenge. And I'm pretty sure we will be.
So you're more confident. I mean, I expected you.
I'm very confident. Not even because we won that championship this past year. It's because I just feel like I know what the kids that's been waiting want to do too. They got some really good players up there, man. Like, and they ain't no five stars. They like three, four star kids, two star, who work they tail off. They ain't nothing been handed to them. You know what I'm saying? They're recruited. Oh man, I appreciate this opportunity. I appreciate this dog on scholarship, but I come here to compete and win. And it's a plus. Some guys was just waiting around to say, okay, we about to win that championship and get this ring and I'm out of here. And that's what some of the guys did. That's where I look at it. Like, those words, those who stay will be champions, man. I believe it. And to this day, I still believe it.
Yeah, y'all got a bunch of lunch pail guys, man. See, I'm challenged, man, because I got a bunch of bookmarked tweets that I'm ready to fire off when we beat Michigan. I got a bunch of tweets just waiting. I bookmarked them 2 years ago and couldn't see.
I've seen some of your tweets and X's on X and everything like that. It's all good, man. B, remember the times when we lost to you guys, right? And how many times people will come up to me, yeah, man, we kicked y'all tail. Da, da, da. Yeah, have I ever came back to you like that?
No, never.
Listen, man. Again, used to say win with humility. Yeah. I learned that against Minner. We played Minner my senior year. Minner kicked my butt freshman, sophomore, junior year. Senior year, we was killing them. I said, fellas, we ain't losing this game tonight. I caught a fake punt, and we was up. And G, when I tell you, Ginn was so mad. His lip was going like this here. It was – you win with class and humility. What's wrong with you? Don't be acting like a bunch of, you know.
Yeah, you ain't get slapped, did you? That's a slap for offense.
No, no. Hey, at that time, I ain't take the blame.
There you go.
At that time. But he was like, because I was the punter, he was like, who called that? I was like, Pittsburgh called it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah,
but I called it, man. I just wanted to get back, man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wanted to get back. So
yeah, and part of that legendary career, Pierre brought the first win in the playoffs for a public school when Glenville beat Shaker.
Bro, I didn't do it myself, man. Our team did it. Our team. I didn't do it myself.
I mean, my brother was talking about it before the show. Like, yeah, I mean, another story about Pierre was back when NCAA football was a game. Pierre was the first Glenville player that was an impact player on that Michigan defense. Had that star under them, running around. Yeah, I used to pick Michigan. Don't say it, don't too. Hey. I used to pick Michigan back in the day.
Hold on. This is what's crazy, though. This is what's crazy. So you remember that, right? I was an impact player for 2 years. Then they met me and Lamar Woolley B1, right? So I met a guy from the NCAA, and he was like, "Man, why aren't you playing?" I said, "I don't know." I said, he was like, "Man, you know the NCAA respects you." I said, "Well, I don't know what my coaches don't."
Yeah.
That was deep, bro. That was deep. I'm an impact player on the game, but not an impact player on the team for real.
Yeah, that was definitely a weird little situation and time there. That's for sure.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens, man. The politics.
Go blue anyway.
This is my last thing. I want to make this clear, because when I get on Twitter, the way I'm talking right now, I ain't gonna talk the same way on Twitter. But it's not directed at you. It's directed at all the other Michigan folks out there. It's not directed at you. So just know that I'm trolling Michigan fans. And this is, it has nothing to do with you. Just know that.
When I remember in 2016, right? Like, it went down there. You know, we had one of the best ranked defenses. Boom, boom, boom. We played, man, and y'all killed us, right? And that was the 4th and 1. And I'm talking about, it was a guy who was down there, and it was game day, and some cat was drunk, and he was like, he says, "Yeah, F Michigan." I said, and he said, "F you too." I said, "No, you can say F Michigan. That's fine. You know, it's a state, whatever." "No, F Michigan, F you too." And then he grabs this, man, I go to knock him out, right? And my brother grabbed me, my boy Mike Pace, and some lady, and she jumps on me, and I'm about to swing, hit this dude. I'm like, man, I grab his wrist, like, man, what is, like, If he wasn't there, I'd have been fighting a bunch of guys. Yeah. I'd have been fighting. Because at the end of the day, man, like, to me, like, it's a game, right? And I respect – I'm from Ohio, first and foremost. So I'm going to always be Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, no matter what, right? But when you talk about a team, you say, well, say F University of Michigan. Okay. It's a school. I went to the school. But when you say F me – and then grab your joint, like, man, sup, you know, like, come on, man. Like, yeah. I'm a man first, man. And I don't never say nothing like that. I'm a man first. And like, I'm a guy first, man. Like, I'm a real dude. I'm a real human being, like, more than anything. So to all Ohio State, Michigan fans, it's just a game. I know we entrenched in the deep, you know what I'm saying? Y'all bleed scarlet gray, we bleed maize and blue. I get it. But it's a game. It ain't like life or death. Some people it is. I seen
yeah, that guy might have died. Had a heart attack. That guy might have died. That guy was real full.
Listen, I seen a guy literally at a Maslin game, Maslin, Washington, right? Up in Maslin, Ohio, at the game, had a heart attack and died at the game. They said he went out like a king. I said, what? He had a heart attack at the game. They talking about he went out watching his favorite team. Man, nah, it ain't that serious, man. I'll be ready to be around my family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Around my family, so.
Buckeye fans don't want to hear that.
I'm pretty sure they don't, and that's cool, man. That's cool. Hey, look, I'm going to run down a list of the guys that I'm cool with that's Buckeyes. You know, RP, my man Will Smith, Mike Dawes, Darren Scott, B, you, Troy, Dante, Ted, Maurice, Maurice Hall, Maurice Claret, who else? Nate Sally. Like, man, it's so many of y'all I'm cool with. Cordell, you know what I'm saying? All my little bros, Christian Bryan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jamel Hines, Rob Rose, you know, like Ray Small, like, man, all these guys. So, yeah. I'm as a Michigan player, I'm more entrenched with y'all than y'all think. Like, you know what I'm saying? I will also say, when Trussell was there and I was at Michigan, I would come down there on when I went playing or whatever, and he would let me in the building. Mm. He would let me in Woody Hayes and walk around. You don't believe me? Ask Drew Carter. Me and Drew still cool to this day.
Yeah.
Dude, man, what you doing in the building, man? It wasn't no big thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people take, like I said, I'm entrenched, man. I don't bleed scarlet and gray. You know what I'm saying? My brother-in-law, who used to come up to Michigan and drink and do whatever he wanted to do, man, I'm Ohio State fan. I said, listen, Kev, y'all going to lose this year. Y'all going to lose. He ain't believe me. Y'all going to lose. He was, man, we ain't lose. We going to kick y'all tail. Like, he, I'm like, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even when I met up with my guys earlier this year, like when we was at the game, they was like, man, I don't know if we're going to win. And I said, man, we're going to win. Relax, man. It's cool. Hardball's not coaching. We're going to win. Just relax. We cool. Like I said, it wasn't even off of what the coaches said. It was off of what the players said. Mm. Players believed
it. That culture.
Yeah, and that culture, man. They believed it. They believed it. That's like Glenville, back-to-back state champs, baby. It's Division
right.
Four, That's but right. we still back-to-back state champs, baby.
Hey, right. It's a new standard. It's a new standard coming up. Yeah, right.
You better believe that. You better believe it.
That's right.
Wrap it up, B.
All right, man. Well, look, P, we really appreciate you joining us. Obviously, this means a ton to me, man. Obviously, you mean the world. Glad you joined the show. And like for the listener, if you're a real listener, believe it or not, you know, we always do a section on keeping our eye on the team up north, and we just did the biggest one ever. And that's due to our man Pierre Woods joining us, man. We'll catch you next time. Obviously, the tweets are still going to be flying. Respond with you. I know you're not a huge social media guy responding, but when you can, we appreciate it, man. And
I always see CC, man. CC always on there talking trash, man. Always. That's what he do. Man, I really appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for having me on the show, man. And B, you already know his love, man, from way back when I used to be like, man, that's your little brother. To your big brother. This dude was towering over everybody in junior high school, man. But it's always love, man, and I appreciate it. And thanks for having me, man. I really do.
For sure. Now, P, don't be upset. We got to end the show the right way with an OH.
I-O.
You got to say go Bucks. But, you know, it's all love.
I can say go Bucks, but I have a quick story. I was up at Gann Academy day when – Coach Jay, I think that's his name. Yeah. The tight end coach. When
young guy. Yeah. You talking about recently? Okay. Yeah.
Recently.
Okay.
Got carjacked, right? Yeah. So I get in the car, I go look for him, boom, 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 and he's like, man, like he's so calm, he's cool, calm, collective, and everything. I met Ryan Day. I had my Michigan alumni hat on, right?
Ooh.
And he was like. So this is the hat that they gave us up at the game. So tight end coach say, he says, man, the only reason why I got carjacked because you got that hat on. made a joke of it, but Jim wasn't there, and I was there, so I was being very serious, man, because at the end of the day, it's a serious matter.
Yeah,
and right. If they would have pulled a trigger or anything like that, then anything would happen to that dude, I'd have really been pissed. You know what I'm saying? So. I was happy nothing happened. He got his passport back, everything back, but he a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy now. James Laurinaitis, that's another Ohio State Buckeye. That's my guy too, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I told you, man, I'm good with y'all, man. Y'all got to stop being so hateful.
You said go Bucks. That's all we wanted. We wanted to hear.
Go Bucks. I'll say go Bucks, but it's O-H high hope. I say go Bucks all day. Yeah, I say go Bucks all day long.
All right, man. Appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem. All right, man. Y'all be cool, man. Peace and love, brothers.
Talk with you soon, man.